This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, including all those over-the-road truck drivers out there, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter, and we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply put, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from undergroundusa.com, up there in the, semi-frozen tundra of the the panhandle of Florida, we have Frank Savato.
Mr. Captain.
The semi-frozen tundra. And these guys down here are going back in because it's 52 degrees outside where I'm at.
I'll tell you what. I'll take the frozen tundra of the Florida panhandle over the frozen tundra of Chicago any day.
Oh, God, yeah. I saw the temperatures up there. Plus, there was some snow, the clipper coming across and all that stuff. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, the news came out yesterday rather unceremoniously, if you will, that hidden in the Continuing Appropriations Act was the increase for Medicare, and nobody said a word about it until suddenly it was released yesterday, and here we go, and I'm going to read what the basic part says here. Now, the Medicare Part B standard monthly premium will rise by nearly $22 to $170.10 next year. Now, that's not... You know, that's enough, but that's not all of it. So here we go. Go ahead.
You know, people need to understand that this guy hasn't kept the promise yet.
Nope.
That he made in the campaign trail. This is a tax hike on people who make less than $400,000 a year.
Oh yeah. How about $500 to $1,000 a month, maybe $1,200 at the most on the average for some of these people because they're Social Security recipients. So anyway, here we go. The annual deductible will rise from $203 to $233. Also, Medicare Part A inpatient deductibles will jump from, will jump from $72 to $1,556 next year.
Unbelievable.
Holy smokes. And Medicare Part A daily coinsurance and skilled nursing facility coinsurance will both increase by $9 each.
And you wonder why people despise politicians in Washington, D.C.
When they lie to you, you betcha.
You know, we're not just pointing the finger at Democrats here.
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
Nobody said a word about this. Republicans should have been out of their minds about numbers like these.
Mm-hmm.
And they said nothing.
That's right. You're right.
This is a disgrace.
Mm-hmm.
This is a disgrace. And Americans, if you're not on Medicare yet, you know, you don't feel this. You look at the numbers and you go, wow, that's a lot of numbers. And you go about your life. But sooner or later, you're going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't help push back now, then no one's going to help push back for you later.
Yep.
This is unacceptable on every level.
Mm-hmm.
And the people in Washington should hear about this with a raging echo that deafens them in the halls of Congress.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I don't disagree at all. And by the way, I have our insurance agent, who's also our sports guy, Patrick Hyland, who's going to talk for a couple of minutes about this, because that's about all the time I have today. But I'm going to bring him back on the program later this week to discuss this, because the insurance companies are scratching their heads going, now they got to scramble too because of what's going on here, as you well know.
Everything's going to be retooled.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's going to be retooled, including individuals' budgets for this.
Yep.
We were talking just before we went on air. There are some people out there who only make about $1,000 a month.
That's right.
This is going to crush them.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to crush them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, again, I'm going to say, do you know why people hate politicians in Washington, D.C.? It's because they do underhanded, shady crap like this.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it in the dark of night, trying to slip it into things, and they don't explain it to anybody. Meanwhile, the working men and women, the people who worked 20, 30 years at their jobs, who finally are finally into retirement, get it in the teeth every single time.
Mm-hmm.
There is no way to spin this. The people in Washington, D.C. are despicable for passing this on to our seniors. Despicable.
Well, you're right, and, okay, I knew that'd take up most of the segment. It did take it up. Okay, and you're sticking around for an extra segment, so we get a bonus on Frank today. Hold that thought, my friend. We'll be right back with more with Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Go over there, check out all the different things he has to offer. You're going to love it, love it, love it, and you'll subscribe to it, get the podcast, the news articles, all that. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
And the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do
it. We are going to do it, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Remember, it's amazing how Moss Nissan gets customers from all over the place, including the Panhandle, where Frank's at, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, the upper part of the Midwest, and all the way out to Phoenix, Arizona. That's a fact. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service, and it all starts with Moss Care, which gives you free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection right now at Moss. Over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories you can dream of. And by the way, clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price. You can take advantage of that. You can upgrade your ride now and get about 25% more for your pre-owned vehicle, as long as it's in good shape, than what you thought you were going to get. And they got some great off-lease vehicles up there, too, that you can get tremendous deals on with a full warranty. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors. Also, now Moss Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and they are starting to build the brand new location in Brooksville, Florida. Yep, Brooksville, Florida, coming in about a couple of months. Now, online, check them out at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Remember, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com, is back with us. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Now, the phone numbers for Congress. Folks, put these in your speed dial. Write them down. Whatever you do, I'm going to go slowly and I'm going to repeat them. First number, 202-224-3121. I'll repeat it. 202-224-3121. That is the main congressional switchboard for the House of Representatives. You give them your zip code, you'll get your congressional member, or if you don't get them personally at their office, you'll get their voicemail. But either way, you'll get them. For the Senate, 202-225-3121. That's 202-225-3121. That's the Senate. A same thing. Give them the zip code. You got two senators. You'll get one or the other. I'd call them. I'd ask to speak to both. I'd call you a message with one. I'd call you a message with the other. So there you go. Anything else, Frank?
Yeah, you make sure you call their home district office as well.
That's right.
And you rattle the chain on this. And if your representative and your senators are Republican, then you need to tell them this must be part of the platform going into the midterms and the next general election. That this cost, this ridiculous cost, be repealed, and that we cap this and make sure it's titrated in a reasonable fashion to the cost of living increases. Not in this insane amount of money that was passed in the dark of night.
Mm-hmm.
An egregious slap in the face to the greatest generation and every senior today. This is unacceptable, mm-hmm. and you need to make some noise.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to let Mary make some noise right now. So, Mary, go ahead.
Good morning. Yes, I'd like to say that if you clean all the rocks and all the people being paid off, it doesn't matter with the Uniparty up in Washington, who's up there. These guys are all getting paid. Doctors are getting kickbacks. Everybody looks like they're corrupt. But my problem is, start making stuff in America, if you can call it America anymore. I tell you, when President Trump called other countries a blank hole, it looks like we're getting to be a blank hole,
mm-hmm.
or we're going to be a foreign country. So if you want to get things made, close the borders, start making the products in America, not Mexico, not Puerto Rico. I'm a nurse. When that hurricane hit Puerto Rico, there was a shortage of IV solutions because that's where they were being made.
Mm-hmm.
Make things in America and close those borders down. We're going to look like a foreign country.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary. Okay, go ahead. You want to make a comment, Frank?
No, she's right. There's no reason we should be overly dependent on any foreign nation for anything,
mm-hmm.
let alone our medicine. We've got major pharmaceutical companies here in the United States. We shouldn't be reliant on China, Canada, Mexico,
yep.
anywhere for our medication. And we shouldn't be gouging the American people on drug prices because we want to be benevolent overseas.
Mm.
It's time that big pharma start taking care of what brought them to the dance,
mm.
which is the United States of America.
Yep.
It's time that we reap the benefits of what they have been able to do with the freedoms that they have been afforded by establishing themselves in the United States. And let everybody else pay an equal share, because a lot of medication that is sold here in the United States is sold at a higher price than around the world.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's true. I know that's true. All right, let's go to the phone lines again. Mel, Saratoga Springs, go ahead.
Yes, I agree with Mary in regards to our country being held hostage by foreign nations in regards to what products that are made, that are not made here in this country, that should be made here in this country. But now, as far as your Congress people, you can go to congress.gov and click onto that, get onto that website, and in the top right corner, it'll say members. And you go right, if you click on that, you can go right down the list alphabetically to all the members of Congress and go directly to their office. You don't have to go to the switchboard. It'll put you directly into their office, and their office staff will answer the phone. So congress.gov, go to that site, top right-hand corner, click on members. Thank you, Captain. God bless America.
All right. Now, that's okay if you want to talk to everybody in Congress, but I think you should be talking to your local people first.
Well, yeah, you really should be talking to your people first, but I get his point. You don't have to go through
yeah.
the switchboard. So
nope.
That's
nope.
a great resource to actually have in your quiver,
yeah.
as it were.
And they need to contact the local office, too, in the district.
Absolutely.
Which there's usually more than one, by the way.
Yeah, when you start saber rattling at the home office and their phones go off the hook, they hear that louder than they do in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, absolutely true. Okay, well, Donald Trump is coming out saying that he has a plan to oust the rhinos and the sellouts who voted for infrastructure with three exceptions. The three exceptions are New York Representative Nicole Malliotakis, New Jersey Representative Jeff Van Drew, and Brian Fitzpatrick. And I'm not sure where he's from, so I'm not going to guess at it.
Well, you know, he's got to have his reasons, I suppose. You know, those are people who are allies of his while he was in office. So that's a, you know, he gets his due. I still believe that you're never going to get rid of instances like that unless you have standalone legislation.
Right.
I know that is a pipe dream of gargantuan proportions. But if we were doing government responsibly, that would be the way we go on every single bill. It would be standalone so that every member of Congress is held to account for every single vote. When you start packaging all these things together, and what we were talking about before with Medicare increases, this is a perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
No one would have voted for that if it was standalone legislation. It simply wouldn't have happened because no one could have stood another election having that on their back. Mm-hmm. But they had to sneak it into something else passed, and they shined a light on the budget, say, we have to get it passed. It's an emergency. We're going to run. The government's going to shut down. We've got to have it. And they slipped this in.
Mm-hmm.
That's the perfect reason for standalone legislation.
Now, Chris Markowski and I talked about this, and I'm going to mention this real quickly. Retailers have lost their love for Asia. They're snarled up in a supply chain. It's forced manufacturing to move out of Asia into places like the Balkans and Latin America, which is going to be, hopefully it should help solve the problem a little bit anyway.
Well, I got a great solution for it. How about we don't do that and just bring it all back to the United States?
That's what Trump wanted to do.
Yeah, that's what we were doing. And we saw the economy booming.
Mm-hmm.
It was booming. Home ownership was through the roof, especially for minorities.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was going in the correct direction. And then the bizarre fascist communist swilling ideologues decided Orange Man bad and politicized everything and crushed the economy.
Alrighty, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more with Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Again, UndergroundUSA.com. Go over there, check it out, all the different things he has over there. And I'll be right back, and Mike Gallagher is going to take us to break because I think he's awake.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Wisconsin has dispatched 500 National Guard troops, and hundreds of nearby police officers will also be available as a precaution to ensure public safety during the conclusion of the Kyle Rittenhouse trial in Kenosha. Closing arguments are scheduled for today. The FBI has confirmed its email system has been hacked, with spam email being sent to more than 100,000 people warning of a cyber attack. The emails appear to be from addresses ending in @ic.fbi.gov. The email systems were taken offline quickly upon discovery of the issue. Chinese President Xi Jinping is expected to use his first virtual meeting with President Biden to warn the United States to, quote, step back, end quote, on the Taiwan issue. That's according to Chinese state media editorials printed on Monday. Xi and Biden are scheduled to meet virtually on Tuesday morning, Beijing time, USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot over at Relief Factor. Now, I take Relief Factor and have been for over 6 years, and the reason I take it is because it works. That's number one. Number two, it's drug-free. That's very important. Because I was taking Mobic and Flexerol before that for a number of years. It had some side effects, and I finally got to the point where I said, nope, don't think so. So I got rid of it, and I wound up taking the Relief Factor, and it started to work for me. End of story right there, and I'm still taking it. Now, turmeric, resveratrol, lycopene, and omega-3 are the natural ingredients that are in this product that helps your body's natural response to inflammation. It will also lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on. And Relief Factor will target the underlying problem areas from 4 different metabolic pathways to alleviate pain at its source. It's 100% drug-free. It's a 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins, too. Don't forget, $19.95 is all it costs to get started, $19.95. And you go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, back to Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Truck drivers make the country go around, right?
Well, we'll find it out just how much right now, too. Yeah, they do.
Well, the American Trucking Association has said that the trucking industry is short more than 80,000 drivers, which is one of the reasons for the delays across the country. So you would think if that's an issue, you'd want to do what you could to encourage more people to be involved in the industry. That would seem to be a logical response, right?
Oh, absolutely.
However, enter into the mix MSNBC and one Tiffany Cross, who, while professing to want to encourage more people of color to become drivers, also smeared the industry as racist during a segment over the weekend, not to mention the white drivers were terrible drivers as well.
I don't understand how intellectually stunted people get shows on MSNBC. I don't know why MSNBC continues to exist. It seems that every single person on that network is so detached from reality and so jaded to one ideological bent, and ridiculously so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when a woman like that can make a statement and make Rachel Maddow look moderate, you know, everything out of every single person's mouth over there is racist, 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 racist. Are we done with this racist crap yet? Are we done with it? We're not. Okay, I'm going to make the declaration here. Maybe it's just because it hasn't been said. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We're not a racist country. Mm-hmm. We don't have a problem with systemic racism. We fought a civil war to end slavery. We went through the civil rights era, and we achieved a balance where we didn't see skin color anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We all signed on to the brilliance of Dr. Martin Luther King, where we don't judge people by the color of their skin. We judge them by the content of their character. And if I have to judge this woman by her character, she's a bleeding moron. And it's time we start ridiculing and pushing back and castigating people who say ridiculously asinine things like that, who believe that they're above everybody and they just get to issue edicts because they're on cable television. Enough. I'm calling for this woman to be fired.
Well,
she's a racist, and I'm calling for her to be fired.
Let me finish what she said, and then maybe you'd want to really go at it here. She says, trucking is an industry populated by a lot of white men over the age of 55. This group of people overwhelmingly voted for Trump. Her words, not mine. Some people have talked about, you know, aggressive truck drivers cutting them off for not being helpful and running them off the highway. And like I told the people in the first hour when I mentioned this, if you're on the right side of a rig and you're trying to pass somebody on the right, which is a huge no-no, that big truck can't see you. So if you get pushed off the road, I'm sorry, you're in the wrong.
If you can't see the truck's mirrors, they can't see you.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
So if you can't see their mirrors, then you want to get out of the way.
That's because, it.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's right and there's dead right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, so use your head. This is not driving. Driving is a privilege, by the way. That's why they license it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not supposed to pass on the right anyway.
Well, they talked about the percentage of drivers, and I'll wrap with this. You know, how many women, how many, let's see here, where is it? How many women, how many whites, how many black or African Americans, how many Asians, how many Hispanic Latinos? Now, any poll you would think would add up to 100%, right?
Well, it should.
This poll adds up to 122.6%.
Well, there you go. That's the new math.
Yep. That's the new math.
That's the new math. 100% is actually 20% more.
And, folks, I'm not making this up. This was a story that came out over the weekend, and I'm not even going to go over to MSNBC to watch it, but somebody, and you drivers out there, I'm going to give you this woman's name again, the reporter, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross should be out of a job.
Yep.
She's ignorant. She is uninformed. She's promoting racism.
Yep.
And quite honestly, when you look at our federal laws, you're not supposed to be doing that. You're not supposed to be basing anything on race. And that's all the media on the left seems to want to do today. So let's see some action on this stuff. And if the federal government won't do it, maybe the state should take up the mantle.
Okay, hold on a second, because I want to hear what Mary has to say one last time. This is it. What's up?
Hello. Not just the trucking industry, it's a lot of companies that you don't know about, and it's called discrimination.
Well, I'm sure it is.
The person that gets the job is the one who's best qualified, so it's going to go back to education. CRT still continues on. This kind of stuff still continues on. MSNBC still continues on. So somewhere
Hey, Mary, if you were 35 years younger, okay, and you wanted a job, and I told you you could make $100,000 a year and be gone a couple weeks out of the month and be home for maybe a week, and, oh, by the way, you had to load and unload your truck, would you be interested?
I doubt it.
All right. Thanks, Mary. Bye. Okay. See, that, you didn't want to hire women, but when they find out what's involved with the job, I mean, the darn thing doesn't get loaded and unloaded by itself.
Well, you know, getting back to the point, we're looking at somebody who this is the stupidity of Tiffany, okay? Mm-hmm. And then we'll say it like an edict here. We need more truck drivers. We need them. We need 80,000 more truck drivers, but they're racist.
Mm-hmm.
So what should we do, Tiffany, because you believe most of the truck drivers actually voted for Trump? Should we confiscate those rigs from those private operators and give them to, what, Biden supporters who want to be truck drivers?
Mm-hmm.
What a nice little fascist you are, Tiffany.
Yeah. All right, let's close with this. The Oklahoma National Guard will not enforce Joe Biden's vaccine mandate. The Department of Defense says, oh, by the way, we're coming to pay you a visit.
You know what? And because the National Guard is they are proprietary to the state.
That's right.
Let the DOD come. You've got no purview. And if every state did that, saying we're not going to mandate vaccines for our National Guards, the next time Nancy Pelosi wants to call up the National Guards to protect people that are actually doing the insurrection by keeping people from actually challenging the Electoral College votes, they won't have anybody to come guard the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
Because federal, you know, the federal people, they can't have anybody who's not vaccinated in Washington, D.C. We couldn't have that. Well, if all the National Guard troops aren't vaccinated, then I guess you can't have anybody.
Oh, how true it is.
You know, these people are out of their minds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's time that we remind them, and we have to remind them strong, that they work for us.
Yep.
We created them. The states created the federal government by the compact that they signed on to in ratifying the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Governors, take power back. Use nullification to take power back and starve the federal government.
There you go. Frank, I'll talk to you on Friday.
Stay low, Mason.
All righty. Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, undergroundusa.com. Go over there, check it out, all the great things that he has to offer. And, oh, by the way, coming up, the Sports Zone quarterback himself, Patrick Kylan. We'll talk to him, find out what's going on. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com.
Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
All righty, thank you very much. And this is that time of the morning on a Monday and on a Friday when you hear me talking about the Sports Zone quarterback. That would be none other than Patrick Hyland, but this is what he does during the week.
Hey, everybody, it's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. This year I can get you back $148.50 back into your checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
All righty, and with that, here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Crazy weekend in football again in the NFL. Dallas beats Atlanta 43-3. These games are really getting too silly, Captain. You really, as a professional team, should really never lose by more than three touchdowns. And I'm just seeing so much of it this year, so much inconsistency. I hope it gets better because it's not good now. And then Tennessee and New Orleans, that was a good ball game. Tennessee won 23-21. But our friends up there in Georgia and Atlanta, I mean, how do you beat New Orleans the week before and then only put three on the board? In Dallas, how do you lose the week before to Denver and then put 43 on the board? These are the things that are just stunning me, Captain.
I don't know, but I'll tell you what, the Chiefs put it on the Raiders.
Whew, there you go again, Captain, last night, 41-14.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on, 27 points you got beat by? That's just at your own home park. Okay, on top of that, it's just not good football. It's just not. Jacksonville lost 23-17 in Indianapolis after last week beating Buffalo 9-6. Just crazy. Cleveland Browns, 45-7 for our friend Joe Weaver, our Ohio fans up there. Cleveland, 1 week they look like they're going to go to the playoffs and do something. Next week you're thinking they're at one of the worst teams in the National Football League. I just don't get the inconsistency of that ball club. But we shall see. And then Buffalo. We knew it would be a bounce-back game for them, Captain, you know, after that loss to Jacksonville and only scoring 6 points. They killed the Jets, 45-17. But there we go again, four touchdowns.
Before you start on the Bucs, I'm going to make just an observation. They had a bye week. They were off for a week, right?
That's correct.
They looked like a team that had been off for a month, and nobody had practiced.
It hurt them. It did. It's funny how it affects different players and different teams. You know, Washington, people don't realize, Washington had the week off too, Captain. Seriously, people forgot about that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And Washington played good, solid football. Well, they got the turnovers, and that's the key in the NFL. It's not how well you do. It's which team makes the least mistakes. And obviously that was Washington yesterday and not Tampa Bay. And again, Detroit and Pittsburgh. Detroit does not have the same talent as Pittsburgh, and they make that a tie, 16-16. Let's talk about that, Captain. I'm curious what the audience thinks. In college, there's no such thing as a tie. They line it up and play it off till somebody wins. Would you like to see the NFL maybe incorporate that after they play a quarter? If they can't, you know, or 10 minutes, they can't get, you know, a final score, they line up at the 3-yard line and see who can put it in, who can, or the 10-yard line, something. What's your thoughts?
I think I'd rather see one team get one chance to go down the field to begin with.
Okay.
And try for a field goal or a touchdown, whichever. Obviously, if you get a field goal and the other team comes down to the field and scores a touchdown, they win. All right, I think that's what I'd like to see. And instead of being, what is it, 15 minutes?
It's 10. It's 10 now. They lowered it to 10 minutes for the overtime.
Wasn't it 15 at one time?
It was. Yes, sir, it was. It
I think you need to go back to the 15 then.
Well, how about we just put the ball to 25 and see who comes out ahead like they do in college?
All right, there you go.
You'd be okay with that?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, good. I'm glad to get up for you, Captain.
Sure.
Last night, Carolina put it on Arizona, 34-10. Another game, you know, that I just don't get it. And then probably the best game of the day was the Minnesota Vikings for our friends up there.
Need to stop for a second about Carolina. Newton got in the game. He'd only been there one day. I don't even think he practiced with the team, but I guess they put in a scheme for him or something. And I guess he threw for a touchdown pass. Is that right?
And he ran one in, yes, sir.
Yeah, and he ran one in. So, hello, Cam Newton. Or should I say, welcome back.
Well, yeah, and after he scores, though, he acted like a fool. I'm back. Yeah, of course. Yeah, okay. Anyway, so Philadelphia goes out to Denver and puts it on them 30-13. After Denver kicked tail, you know, in Dallas the week before. You just see it's just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then Snow Flurries in Green Bay, and they win 17-0. Russell Wilson came back. He might have needed to wait another week, Captain. I don't think he was quite ready yet, but he's trying to win for his team, you know, trying to make that final push for the playoffs. So that's pretty much in the way of the NFL, Captain, and appreciate you letting me come on the show and talk, and appreciate you playing my commercial and with this one show.
Well, we're going to try to bring you back one day this week to talk about this Medicare stuff, because a lot of people are upset. They don't understand how this got snuck through, and all of a sudden they're finding out about it. Nobody told them about it. Well, it's because it was in the budget.
Yep, exactly.
It was buried in the budget. Exactly. Nobody paid attention.
People can't afford this. It's just very sad. And, you know, hey, give me a call.
Let's qualify that. The people at the lower end of the Medicare, the Social Security pendulum, can't afford it. You are right. But the other ones, the modern generation that got in there when the money was much higher, they had much higher revenue, so their return was higher. That's a different story. It's not really bothering them. But the people but people like my grandmother, she was still alive, or my grandfather, they'd be hurting, really hurting.
Absolutely, Captain. It's, you know, you give somebody 5.9, you raise inflation, you know, 10.5, but then you also raise Medicare 14.5. You can't do that to people. It's just not right. I mean, these politicians need to start living like you and I have to, Captain.
All right.
And we need to start honoring our military, too.
All right. Let me let you go because I got people.
Okay, brother. We're time. God bless.
Thank you. Okay. That's Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback, Sports Zone quarterback. Check his show out Sunday mornings on my flagship station, 11 to 12. Okay. Here we go. You ready, folks? 60 seconds. Todd in Tampa. Go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Let me say something to the idiots in the White House. If Donald Trump was president, our gas prices wouldn't be skyrocketing. I don't care what Grandoff or whatever her name is, a Marxist leftist idiot over there that's begging OPEC. Donald Trump had us on energy independence. Okay, our gas prices were low. It doesn't matter if you're black, if you're Haitian, if you're Puerto Rican, Sicilian like me, or whatever you are. Okay, the bottom line is Donald Trump was a better businessman. Okay, our shipping and the cargo over there, Donald Trump wouldn't have that problem. Donald Trump's a trillion times better businessman. And all you Republicans should be saying that out there, okay, that Joe Biden is a disaster. I want to know everything that's in this bill, Rubio and Rick Scott, that we just passed, $1.75 trillion that's buried in there. And if it's not anything for infrastructure, we want it. We're fighting it, okay? It's a disgrace. This guy is a disgrace. He's a clown. He's not only a national security risk, he's bad for the American people, and he should be fired for dereliction of duty, while these clowns at the Communist News Network don't say anything about the illegals coming in here with no vaccine. Let me switch gears to sports right here. I'm not a gambler, but when you take Ben Roethlisberger a day or 2 days off the field so the Detroit Lions can win,
10 seconds.
It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace. Okay, it's as bad as Joe Biden. Stand up for our country. How many people died in Chicago this week? Okay? Stand up for our cops and stand up for our Lord and Savior. Let's get to work. And you governors, take back your state, you bunch of crooks.
Okay, Todd in Tampa, and you heard the rest of the story. Well, I'm sure there's going to be some people talking about the Medicare stuff today. If not, we'll talk about it again tonight when I do a little bit more research and checking on it. But this story is not going to go away because this was put in the budget and nobody said a word. The Continuing Appropriations Act, nobody said a word. They had to know. They had to know. And now, all you folks at the low end of the spectrum, it's going to cost you more money than what you thought. I mean, it's a bad situation. But 202-224-3121, 202-225-3121. Those are the numbers. Put them in your speed dial. Start calling these people. Or go to Congress, congress.gov. As Mel said, congress.gov. And you can just go over there where it says members, and you can get their direct numbers. Don't forget, when you're in the district, you want to talk to them, too. Let them know you're not happy with the job they've been doing. Let them know. All right. I'll be back tonight. Have yourself a great day. God bless America.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.